Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Wednesday, now the 18th of December. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's session. The idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we've got somewhat indecisive market dynamics over the course of the last couple of days. We've positioned ourselves in a couple of interesting trades for us. I use the word interesting because they're trades that give us an opportunity to get in to very specific markets and trade them in the direction in which we want to trade them for reasons which we've analyzed many, many times. So really, it's around that dollar strength trade. We were also yesterday able to get into a crude oil trade and add the DAX for the second time, add the DAX in terms of some short-term weakness. So we do have major, very important news event today, which is probably the reason for the indecision over the last couple of days. So let's point that out, and we'll explain that in a little bit more detail. These markets seem to go looking for the next catalyst, the next sort of news event that's likely to create a bit of a response. And without a shadow of a doubt, that's always likely to be today's FOMC. So just before we begin then, as a quick introduction, all profitable traders, of course, need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? Risk management, trade management, which is two different things, along with trading psychology, all very important features of anyone's trading strategy. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient. So let's get straight into it then. We'll, of course, start with a review of potential market moving news. So with this in mind, let's bring up Forex Factory. So yesterday was an interesting day in the sense that we had surprisingly positive employment numbers out of the UK for the UK economy. So as a result, we were seeing the pound actually strengthen quite considerably, which was a bit of a surprise, I guess. If you look at the total job numbers, we're looking at claim and count change numbers. We were expecting 28,000 claimants as a forecast, and it came in at 0.3. So actually, we've seen pretty much a 28,000 less than what was expected. And average hourly earnings, which is another important feature, and look at the previous 4.4, we're seeing a sizable 5.2. So people's wages are higher than inflation, which creates a problem for the Bank of England, purely because if people earn more money, then that's more of an inflationary dynamic. So what we're seeing as a result is the BOE really struggle to cut rates because of that fundamental dynamic. Because if people's wages are going up and the BOE are cutting rates, it stimulates the economy and produces more inflation. That's the reality. This is why really the UK and the Bank of England is sitting at 4.75 and not down like the Eurozone at 3% or 3.5 or something like that. So it's this wage growth, inflation, sort of low growth type dynamic. So really, we've got a stagflating UK economy, but with higher wages. So going to be an interesting one. Tomorrow we've got the BOJ. So look, today this is really the focus for these markets as things currently stand. We've got crude oil inventories at 330, worth keeping an eye out for. And that inflation number out of the UK came in line with expectations. So higher than what the Bank of England would ideally like. They preferred that to go back to target. But like I said, with this wage growth, which is coming in considerably higher than inflation, it does create that problem for the Bank of England. So the Fed have their own problems. They're embarking on a rate cutting cycle without any reason to cut rates. They're pointing to job numbers, but they're pretty solid, pretty low. So they're trying to front run any weakness in the jobs market. But really, it's inflation that's ticking away in the background that's probably a bit more of a concern. Especially with Donald Trump and his policies, which are very inflationary, coming in January, in his inauguration in January. So 2025 is going to be a very, again, another very, very interesting year for these markets. So we're very likely to see just a 25 basis point rate cut. So this is the whole discussion. Do the Fed need to be cutting rates? I think the answer is clearly no, if we look at the data, but the Fed are trying to front run this weakness in the jobs market. And we have seen an uptick in unemployment numbers, which are again tomorrow at 1:30. So we saw a bit of a sizable jump from 221 to 242. So we're expecting it to just come back slightly, just retrace probably 50% of that uptick or that increase in unemployment claims. So it's worth watching quite carefully, actually, the unemployment numbers, but they're weekly, so they're slightly different to non-farm payroll. So really, all eyes on today's FOMC. So we're going to get a decision regarding rates. We've got the economic projections as well, and that's going to be really quite interesting in terms of projecting what the interest rates are likely to be over the next couple of years and see what the change has been. To see how the data has impacted that decision-making process, along with Jerome Powell as well at 7:30. So a really important event for financial markets when the FOMC decide to meet. So where are we at with these markets? Yesterday, a bit of a weakness, bit of a bearish move. Today, it's probably a little bit more... We still broadly have indecisive markets, and you can see that if we just leave those markets up, and I'll just remove this. What we can see is these support resistance boxes. You can see the sideways nature of the S&P 500 over the last 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 days. Same type of dynamic for markets like the German DAX. So yesterday we were beginning to break lower, so we were interested in that sell trade to see if these prices come down to these lows. So this morning we actually gapped lower and then rallied. So our expectations for that to roll back over to the downside. We've got slightly larger range in markets like crude oil. So we're looking to sell at the highs yesterday, and we've got a bit of progress. We've got to take profit down at these levels. So it's kind of a 2-to-1 positive risk reward trade for us, but we're still looking for this to roll back over to the downside. Good strong move in the Aussie dollar still, and we're looking for the euro dollar to actually join the party. But you can see the significant sideways moving in the euro yen. Sorry, in the euro dollar, should I say? So our bias, just to clarify, is we've actually got the potential for a downside move across the indices, but of course if these markets decide to rally, we've also got the new all-time high Santa Claus rally ready and waiting, unfortunately. So we wouldn't be surprised if these markets did rally, but perhaps first we might get a bit of a short-term sell-off. Now today's FOMC is going to be really important for that. So our bias in many of these markets are relatively straightforward. We've got a downside bias in, well, let's start with the indices. If the S&P, if it breaks below the 60.35 level, our expectation is for short-term weakness. the German DAX looking for this to roll back over to the downside. So we've already made some progress to the downside. We're just bouncing off the lows. So the expectation is for that to see further weakness, perhaps over the course of the day. Same dynamic for crude oil. Now, we've had, again, really good, strong move in the Aussie dollar. So we're looking to, we'll be booking in profits today. We're certainly going to mitigate risk on the trade and book in profits down at these lower levels. So it's the euro yen that was quite an interesting trade. So we had this market bounce back off its lows, and yesterday ran into resistance, trading around resistance levels in at these prices in here, and a bit of a bearish engulfing candlestick actually yesterday. So now our bias can be for that next leg, at least down to the monthly lows. So again, that would be the expectation there to get a bit of a sell trade off. I'll show you, I'll share the exact price. So yeah, it's the 160.75. So we can keep an eye on for that. 160.75. And lastly, our expectation really for the euro dollar is to make that move lower. A lot of the fundamentals for the eurozone are really weak politically, economically. Why there isn't a bit more weakness with a strong dollar in the euro dollar, we don't really know why it went into this little sideways moving pattern, but we know that our bias wants to be to the downside. And we're in the trade, we've got very little exposure in the trade, and we're expecting more downside. So we've got a couple of things to look for, really. Rollovers in the German DAX and gold, and sorry, and crude oil. Further momentum in favor of the dollar, in the euro dollar and the Aussie dollar. And we're looking to see if the yen, prior to the BOJ tomorrow, actually falls into place and starts to roll back over. If so, there's your high probability sell trade around the 160.75. The US indices just to finish. We've got a mixed bag across the board. Of course, we've got the S&P consolidating. We've got the NASDAQ rallying. We've got the Dow Jones selling off. So we're keeping a close eye on what the S&P is doing. Okay, so the German DAX, we're looking for that to roll over along with crude oil. So that's just a little review. We're going to stick with our current open trades. We're currently in four reasonably decent opportunities, and we're potentially looking to add the S&P if it breaks lower. We could certainly look to add that in that risk-off market dynamic short term, it must be said, and a bit of a sell trade in the euro yen at some point. Clearly not now, but at some point we'd be looking to pull the trigger on that one. All right, so that's our trade plan. So let's post that into the chat box for you, and we'll let you go for the morning. And we have our live trading mentorship room starting in just a couple of minutes time. So if you want to join us for that. So again, there's this potential risk-off market dynamic, and we're talking about traditional risk-off rather than this sort of hybrid, slightly disconnected narrative we've had for a couple of weeks, which is equities higher along with bond yields and dollar higher at the same time. So everything's higher. Bit uncomfortable with that dynamic, but now we see the potential for a little bit of risk-off. So again, our bias is for dollar strength. There's another opportunity to get into the DAX. Let's see what that price would be. Yeah, it'd be the 22.15. So we might as well, it's just slightly lower. 2.15. Potential US indice weakness. That's what we'd be looking for. And crude oil. Yeah, looking to sell below that $70 is still intact. We're at the $70 now. It's still a sell below that $70 level. More $69.50 potentially, but let's do that to give you a little bit more accuracy there. 69.50. And then the last one is the euro yen. If we get a bit of a rollover. 160.75. There might be an opportunity there. Keep options open as we approach year end is not a bad mentality. Making sure that you don't get too attached to any particular trade. So that's our trade plan as we close out the year. Got a couple of prices to look for specifically with a bit of dollar strength, and we'll see if we get a bit of follow through in the indices. And any sell trade in markets like the S&P or any other indice, to be honest, it's kind of on a short-term basis. So do keep an eye out for that. And all eyes on today's FOMC. So it's likely to be a very, very volatile event. And we'll discuss that as the day unfolds and get a little bit more analysis about it. Okay, so on that note, we do have this narrative. We've been in a dovish Fed camp really for probably the best part of the last 2 years without rates being cut. Now we have this strange dynamic where the Fed is cutting rates when the economy is performing really well. You could argue there's very, very little reason to be cutting rates further, but they're still committed to that rate cut cycle. So really stimulating markets at a point when it seems, if we take the data at face value, it doesn't really need to be stimulated the way that it's the way that we're hearing about it. So on that note, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back again, of course, tomorrow morning. If there's any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. But on that note, we let you go, guys. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial market, just go to our website, thelivetrading.com, and do feel free to connect with us there if you need. On that note, listen, take care. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.